Hi, I'm Jimi Hendrix, and this is Empowering Your Pattern. Life doesn't always work out like the blueprint of your youth. If it did, you wouldn't want it. This is the podcast that teaches you how to create the life you want by changing your pattern and your thoughts. Hello, everyone. We're going on to my series on leadership, and the first principle of leadership that I have is leaders communicate. And we now have a three-pronged test here that I want to go through. And I'll go through these briefly. The first one is effective leaders that communicate are listeners. The second one is effective leaders that communicate are brief. The third one is effective leaders that communicate are legal, ethical, honest, and above board. Effective leaders that communicate are listeners. I think to the story, this hypothetical story back in the last episode, Bill, he listens to the people in his organization. He receives and gives positive feedback, and his team knows that he is on their side and they are behind him. Because of his listening, he's able to clearly articulate the organizational goals in the good times and the bad. And because of that, he is able to give people in his organization more autonomy to do the work so that he's not hovering over them. And that gives them effective leadership skills as well. And it's my hope that someday when I form the Empower Your Pattern teams and any other organization that I wish to form, that I can be an effective leader as well as a listener, a communicator that listens. Now, effective leaders that communicate must be brief. This second part, I think, is of importance. I've done some research, and the literature shows that there's a misnomer that says that leaders need to have more communication. It's not necessarily the thought leaders are saying now that leaders need to have brevity and the art of being brief. My recommendations are, if you are speaking to a small organization of, say, 200 or less, maybe 100 or less, a 20-minute speech will suffice. If you're sending a memorandum, 2 pages, 3 maximum, could clearly and concisely communicate your organization's goals and what you want to say. And third one is, leaders must be ethical. Effective leaders that communicate must be ethical, legal, honest, and above board. And this is going to help an organization in hard times. And while I was going to high school, I learned of this psychological method that they use on children. I think that goes just as well for organizations as well. It's called the praise sandwich. The first side of the bread is your praise, and then the meat and toppings that goes in between the bread, that is the criticism that you have in there, and then the top bread is the praise. And I think that can be communicated briefly as well. you don't know how many cases I've studied in my mass communications law course where communications organizations, in particular media organizations, went beyond the bounds of legal and or ethical boundaries to communicate certain things. And it doesn't matter what the organization is, whether you're it's a business or a nonprofit, government, you're protecting that organization. As a leader, you're protecting that organization's reputation, good name, and any other people that are involved inside and outside the organization that the organization affects. It protects their reputation, good name, how you communicate. And so leaders have to be the gateway, the guard of the door of how that is done, how that is taken care of. So to sum it up, leaders that are effective communicators are listeners, is the first part. Any communicator of any sort, one thing I've learned is you have to be a good listener. You have, in your organization, you have to know what the needs of the people are in your organization and be able to meet them with, toward the best of your ability. And, you know, I haven't been the greatest in that. But I think with the right people and the right team around me, I will have a chance to do that a little more. There's some organizations that I have done better with than others. The second one is leaders who are effective communicators must be brief. Like I said, if it's a written communication, 2 or 3 pages tops, it's pretty obvious. Unless you're writing a complex report. And if someone's writing a complex report, I would delegate that to somebody inside the organization and not let the leader take that on themselves, even if that is, you know, their expertise. And I will cover that in the next podcast as well, delegation. Anyhow, and then finally, a leader must be effective. Leaders that communicate must be ethical, legal, honest, and above board. I can't stress this enough. I mean, what I've studied, I've seen more organizations get into trouble for pushing the boundaries of this. And I think the legalities, morals, and ethics is a big part of a three-legged stool. I mean, you knock either one of them, they come down, but really the legality, morality, and ethics is in big play. This is Jimi Hendrix from Empowering Your Pattern saying, until next time, choose, act, and pursue happiness. Have a blessed day.